Hello, our beautiful, wonderful, straight edge patrons. Welcome back to some good content. Straight edge patrons. They're not straight edge. You don't think they are?
No, I highly doubt it.
Yeah, I think.
I think we would have scared them off. But
I feel like much like 97% of our listenership is female. I think it's about the same for straight edge. Yeah, sure. They're all a 19-year-old Vicodin addicts. But they consider themselves straight edge because they don't drink or whatever. That's a reference to the main episode where you'll hear even more straight edge stuff.
Imagine somebody just listening to the bonus episode.
It's like, I like the topic, but I just want less of it.
Snippet.
I don't want all of it. So I found the Straight Edge Society Facebook group, which, as you can imagine, is about a lot of the same sort of stuff that we saw.
Absolutely.
But this sort of caught my eye. In the community section where people just, users of the group post something.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman named Christopher Reed posted this onto the group.
The guy that played Superman?
That's right. You people are fear-mongering demagogues who have engendered pain, needless suffering, and misplaced misunderstanding about medicines. Mm. One day I hope one of you are afflicted with serious diseases. Better yet, your children fall victim.
Yikes. Oof.
So that was very curious to me.
Sure.
So I went to this gentleman's profile, and to see what other kind of posts he's making. Here's one. I hate this so much. I hate autumn, the season of death when Persephone must return home to marry her captor Hades. Come home soon. My sanity returns in March along with the blossoms and the grain. Until then. Here's another one. Just realized one of my exes has never been blocked by me. Now, those who know me might recall my sharp and venomous tongue.
Ooh.
Coupling with self-proclaimed intelligence. I like to think of this quality as acerbity. Acerbity descends ultimately back to Latin, I think, from acidus, meaning sour. Saying all that to say this, I just reviewed his Facebook pages for the past 3 years, and whereas I had become deadened to the sound of his name, the look in his eyes, I must say that now I am he who is sour. So, absolutely massive blowhard.
Sure.
So for some reason hates the straight edge community.
Wearing a lot of scarves all the time.
He is a scarf.
Scarf guy now.
Yeah. Hmm. It was those posts and then also like Farmville stuff, which is an odd combo.
I need more goats. The straight edge community to be mad at that, like, it seems like such a,
there's a history there that we're not getting. Sure. Yeah. The totality of, but
perhaps he can write us a tome of when the next, what the hell, when fall comes,
when
return.
Persephone returns to Hades. Ugh. Fuck you, dude. I would love to do an episode about those guys. I just don't know how to find
them. How do you do that?
You just
go through high school Facebook friends and just find
them. Oh, no. Most of those people can't read or write.
Very good. Just like I wish I couldn't sometimes.
Yeah.
So, Dank D posted to R Sober, help me now, please? PLZ. Question.
All right. That's great.
I have way too much amazing coke, and I am shooting it, and I am all alone. Is anyone, preferably a girl, who understands IV addiction awake and can talk to me on the phone in case anything happens?
Mm.
This is the ultimate I shouldn't be alone right now post.
Yeah, quite literally, yes. It's one of the worst ways I've heard to try and get laid online.
Go to R Sober.
Go to R Sober.
I'm an intravenous drug user. I'm just trying to pick up a girl on R Sober.
See, the thing is, like, you hear about this happening at, like, AA meetings.
Sure.
It was like, I got something back at the house. We can both be safe about it. You just come back, but you're doing it on Reddit.
Yeah. Now, how instantaneous is somebody going to answer that on Reddit?
It's not quite the same, no.
You got sort by new on, and they're like, what the hell? Let me check this. Ooh. Mm. Mm. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm interested. Oh, you're 19 states away? Well, okay. I guess that's not going to happen then. Great.
Call me on the phone. Ugh.
So I found this an interesting article. It was it's the straight-edge neo-Nazi group that attacked a Ukrainian Roma camp.
Okay.
According to UkraineZaxa.net, the recent lethal attack on a Roma camp in Ukraine has been linked by the law enforcement to a popular community called Sober and Angry Youth.
Ooh.
The largest page linked to this straight-edge neo-Nazi group has over 85,000 followers.
Wow.
While there are numerous local chapters of the organization across Ukraine, Russia, and other Slavic countries. The name of the group is from a popular slogan with youth neo-Nazi movements in former Soviet countries, especially Russia and Ukraine. These groups in particular are connected with the straight-edge movement, though not welcomed in any way by the vast majority of straight-edge communities, eschewing drugs and alcohol. In the case of straight-edge neo-Nazis, this abstention from substances is seen as a practice of purity in preparation for attacks on their opponents, including leftists, minority communities, and the government.
Thanks.
These groups all have similar practices and beliefs in common. Neo-Nazism, white supremacy, abstention from alcohol and drugs, hatred toward immigrants, anti-Semitism, fitness and health, and often pit bulls.
What?
There's more, but that just kind of stopped me when I saw pit bulls on there.
Fitness and health, pit bulls.
Yeah. So they hate. I don't understand. I'm gonna guess probably some sort of racial element to the pitbull thing. Except they're in Ukraine. So
you know, what it sounds like to me is that we could get some more listeners to the show if we advertised over in the Ukraine.
Absolutely. Let's see what yeah. Fitness and health. Not a fan. Pitbulls outspoken about it. Jews. Well, yeah. Slavic. That's been a tough word for me, Slavic. It just doesn't sound good, right?
No, sounds like bad. Like, yeah, something you say after you eat something bad.
It's not like, I met this beautiful lady. She was Slavic. Yeah. So if you're a Slavic woman, probably unattractive. Sorry.
You ever done kratom?
Isn't it kratom?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know because I don't know what it is.
I haven't. I don't know what it is either. I've seen a lot.
It's tea.
Sounds
powder.
Cool. It's always like, oh, that's a cool name. Reminds me of like kryptonite or something like that.
Yeah, it starts the same letter.
Yep.
There's a lot of like places down here that sell it, which probably could try it if I wanted to.
There's a very close convenience store to my home that has a big giant sign out front that has it. So
pick some up on my way home. So
I got a kid coming soon. Seems like the best time to start doing that shit.
So user Cookies Forever asked the subreddit r kratom. Kratom for my anti-drug girlfriend? Question mark. Hey everyone, as the title suggests, I'm thinking about introducing my very anti-drug girlfriend to kratom. I've never done it myself, but I've read a lot about it. And it seems like it could really help her since she's very stressed out at the moment. And I think it'd be a great way to make her relax a bit and feel more calm. I'm really not trying to get my girlfriend high or anything. I just think it would be beneficial for her. Now, I've had to quit smoking weed for her, and she's really against drug use in general. And I think I would tell her that it's just basically herbal medicine and avoid calling it a drug because I don't want to make her uncomfortable. I'd probably make her some tea with it and drink it together with her. Do you think this is a good idea? To which everyone responded, no, it's not a good idea to secretly drug your anti-drug girlfriend.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you even like think it's a good idea to post the question.
If you have to ask.
It means you've already, he's going to do it. It's already happened. Like,
you've left the evidence for the police to follow.
Like, sure, we've all had the idea of doing things like that, but we've never like, I'll just ask Reddit just to be sure.
Because then it's either they support you or that's like, these fuckheads don't know anything I'm doing anyways.
They don't know my situation's special.
Yeah.
Because she won't do the drugs, so I got to make her do it. So what's my solution?
Now, it's an herb, right? Right? Right?
You know what it might be? Maybe it's actually like really good for you. Is there any possibility there?
I highly doubt anything you can buy
at the convenience stores nearby. Store. Probably not. Yeah, I don't think there's anything in the store that's good for you. Okay. Someone on subreddit Straight Edge posted a picture of two girls drinking from a bottle of vodka and then added this. Just saw this on my Facebook feed. Found someone to defriend.
Oh, boy. Drama.
So then a bunch of people were calling this guy a moron and a jackass for just judging random girls for what's pretty normal behavior. And then here's a response from user Duve. These comments are fucking pathetic. Yeah, I wouldn't like to see my young friends doing that either. And yeah, people are free to make their own choices. But this is a straight-edge subreddit, and you're going to have to realize some people here don't always have exactly the same live and let live as you do. Straight-edge is a wide movement. Oh, and stop saying moron.
Yeah. Great.
I'm not following his logic that you need to stop complaining because some people...
I think it's a live and let live thing, right? Like, okay, this we're doing our thing, just let them do whatever they want, right?
Yeah, but
which is kind of a good...
Well, he's saying some people don't have that.
Like, but that's what he's...
Yeah.
Well, contradiction
he's,
himself.
He's couching it in a weird way to say that, yeah.
Yeah. So, adding people, saying moron to the list of things straight edge people don't do.
Yeah, apparently. Okay,
got it.
I don't think that's in the rule book, but apparently Duve disagrees.
An Aussie fella started a discussion on our straight edge, drug dealing and being SXE.
Great.
Hi, lads and ladies. So I'm straight edge, and I claimed edge a bit over a year ago, and I'm never looking back. In my local community here in Australia, there's one guy that claims to be straight edge, and yet he's a drug dealer. He deals just about anything he can get his hands on, not just pot. Now, my question is, am I the only one that sees this as morally opposite? Like, yes, although you aren't doing the drugs, you're distributing them and being part of the greater problem. Do you think you can be SXE and a dealer? So there's a lot of stuff on there, yeah. You know, some moral ambiguity and what have you on it. Frank Rizzo 24 comments on this. The dude's hardline. He's single-handedly killing drug users. So.
Oh. Okay. That's... You know, that's hardcore. I gotta... That's a great opinion.
That is the step above. That is, kill your local drug dealer, but your local drug dealer killing people for you. Terrific.
So killing drug... Being a drug dealer is straight edge because it kills drug dealers.
Yeah, right. You're hardline because you're killing.
But is killing drug users a part?
I think...
You know what? Something I will say this... In addition to all the times someone asked, is this straight edge? I don't really know what the hell beyond the very simple rules of what straight edge is. I don't know what the community is exactly.
I think it's just another one of those infighting. I think it's just everybody it's made has their to be own thing.
Just for infighting.
Sure.
Like I saw so many people be like, you know, it's not just about doing this, doing that. It's about the movement, the community and all that. It's like, but what is it? So you get you, it seems yeah, they the just movement? Like the same type of music,
right?
And they've tried to build this other stuff around it, but it's just not. It's in shambles because no one really
don't catch on. Yeah, that's a shame, huh?
Yeah. Oh well, one more post. So I found this on the Straight Edge subreddit. User Calves Don't Grow asked this question.
Okay.
What does being straight edge mean to you? To me, being straight edge is staying away from alcohol, tobacco, drugs, etc. I've never touched any of those, nor will I. However, I realize that since I use steroids, doctor prescribed, can I consider myself straight edge? For the past 5 years, I've been priding myself in being straight edge, but just realized that since I'm on steroids, can I pride myself in being straight edge? User J. Augustus responded, who I believe we heard from earlier, what the fuck is this thread? Which I think is a pretty damn perfect response to so many of these fucking threads.
All of them, yeah. Doctors prescribe steroids, yet your username is Calves.
Yeah, it's got to be related, right? Calves don't grow, and now you're getting steroids.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet this doctor exactly?
Now, he does live above garage, but he says he's a doctor. All right.
Yeah, his... tripod profile says he's a doctor with the yellow text on the red background.
Oh my god.
All right, well, I will say this about straight edge, as I think it's pretty lame.
Sure.
Pretty dumb.
I think that's kind of the general consensus of people of our ilk. Yeah.
And I hope I never read another straight edge post again.
Well, I don't think we'll have to.
Goodbye, everybody.